Hello, this is your host, Sonata Allison, and welcome back to the Parallel Podcast, where we talk about sexuality as it should be. Hello, everybody. Hope you're having a good day today. So as you can see, when we talk about contentment and hopefulness, you don't usually hear those things in the same sentence, but I think those two things definitely mark the Christian experience, and not easy stuff, but I think definitely themed two very prominent themes in the Bible, that he wants us to be content and joyful in the midst of suffering and hardship, but also hopeful to come out of it and also receive the promises that he's put on our hearts and just the promises that he has said that we all will receive. So before we get into that, you know, we got to look at the trending episodes for today. So the trending episodes for today are episode 30, Body Talk with a Sexologist, which was a good episode. My episode talking about pausing indefinitely in July. If you did not listen to that, now you know. And if you want to know more, you can listen to that episode. Next episode is episode 107, Sex Isn't Worth It. And then episode 112, Coming Out of the LGBTQ Community. All very good episodes. So let's see who our listeners are today. Let's see. All right. First is obviously the United States. Second is South Africa. And in third is the UK. There we go. Top three, baby. And then after that is some other names that I will quickly go through. Australia, Canada, Barbados, Kenya, France, and there are probably some more, but that's our top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Top eight for today. So yeah, as I said, we'll be talking about contentment and hopefulness, and yeah, let's get right into it. Alrighty, so I was actually recently talking to some friends about this, pertaining to like dating, but I also think it just speaks to our lives as Christians. Like I said before, there's such an important balance that needs to be found between being content and being hopeful. And I truly believe that the bridge between those two things is gratitude and gratefulness. But it's hard out here. It's hard to wait for promises. It's hard to be patient. And even like in the season of being engaged to get married, like in those transition seasons where the Lord has already kind of maybe told you something that you're going to have, or you see the fruit of something that you're going to have, but it's just not in your hands yet. And you have to wait and be hopeful, but also content. So I think it's definitely not the easiest thing to do, but I say gratitude is the bridge, because it allows us to actually look at what the Lord has already done. I was just thinking this morning, if the Lord had done nothing in my life, nothing good yet in my life, would I still be able to say that God is a provider? He's a loving God. He's a good father. And yes, I could. And I know that sounds crazy, but just because he's not doing the thing that you want for you right now, doesn't mean he's not doing that at all. That doesn't automatically take his role or his identity from him just because it's not true in your life currently. He's still good, and you can look around and see that in creation, in friends' lives, in maybe your parents' lives, in your coworkers' lives, in your enemies' lives. And that's probably the hardest time to see it. But I think it's also not only that he's doing nothing in your life, but you could be missing the small things, and even like things that he would consider to be big, or maybe something you consider to be big before that you've completely forgot about. And you guys have probably heard people say, like, you're living in your past prayers right now. And so quickly we forget. And I was listening to this podcast recently about how our minds much more easily hold on to negative memories than positive ones. And if you think about it, it's a good thing it's also a bad thing, but it's a good thing because we want to remember the things that will keep us safe. And the example they use is if you were to walk past a cave and you saw a bear in there, you kind of want to remember that that happens, not for that specific cave, but for any cave that you walk by, knowing that, you know, there might be a bear in here. So maybe I won't, you know, pop a squat and try to use a bathroom in here, or maybe even set up camp. That's probably unwise. So it's a good thing that our minds do remember the negative things, but it's something we have to actively work against as well. And that's why I say I think gratitude is so important, because things can be horrible, but somehow there's always something to be grateful for, whether it be the clothes on your back. And also, I was talking to a client recently about how we could say that God is not protecting us or providing for us, but we actually have no clue what he's doing or what he's kept from us that we haven't even seen. Like, I don't know if I could have gotten to a car accident yesterday on I-75 or I-4. I'm sure I could have. People are crazy out there in these streets. So it could have happened, but it didn't happen. And I could go home and say, oh man, that was a crazy trip, and just go to sleep and keep it moving. But I have no clue what the Lord kept me from. So I think if we can look at it that way as well and know, like, he's protecting us, he's providing for us in ways that we can't even see and maybe won't even know until we get on the other side of heaven. My hope is always that we can see like a playback reel where we can see, oh shoot, dang, I almost died there, oh, you did that for me, I didn't even realize. And even some things that we probably attribute to ourselves or people we care about, like, wow, they did this for me, or I did this for me, realizing like the Lord's hand in it. And there was just a small moment where I thought about that recently, where I don't know, someone was trying to move a box, I can't even remember where I was, but as they were moving the box, I noticed that if I didn't move the chair that was in the way, they wouldn't have been able to move it. They would have had to like move the chair as well, right? But as they were moving the box, I was pulling the chair out as well. And it was easy for them. They just pulled it and kept moving with their lives. But I'm like, that's probably how the Lord is seeing things from that perspective. Like, he is constantly moving things out of our way, constantly protecting us, constantly going before us. And we miss it because he's so flawless in his execution. So I do really think gratitude is so important to allow us to be like, I do serve a great loving God. But I also still want the promises and the things that I want for me, the desires that he's placed on my heart. And I think that's a really good example of how I've only heard Paul David Tripp introduce this. So I'm sure that it's like a common thing in the Christian community, but it's the term of like, you're between the already and the not yet. And I've said this on the podcast before, but he's already come and died, and he's already loving us, he's already protecting us, he's already taking care of us, but he has not yet come back. And it's hard out here being a human. It's frustrating. We are flawed. You know, we frustrate ourselves with our own shortcomings, which is so funny to me. But also, people fail us and things do not always go as they should go. People do betray us and they hurt us and we betray ourselves. So it's hard being in the in-between. And that's the same thing with, you know, dating or waiting to be married. That transition time is so uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to be waiting for something, but also be called to seek first the kingdom. So keep your eyes on the Lord, but also be hopeful for the things that he has for you. That's a lot of work. Just think about that. So I'm supposed to keep my eyes on Jesus, but also my peripheral is supposed to be also looking at the promise, because I want to let him know that I'm being faithful, but also I want to be looking back and saying, wow, thank you, Jesus, for what you have already done for me. That's a lot. So just to allow you to know that that's normal, that this struggle that you're in, the transition is normal. And Jesus sees you. He lived this life as well. And we are the only ones that serve a God who did that and was so loving to the point where he said, I want you to know that I care and I see you so much that I'm going to come down here. I'm going to live the life that you live. And I'm going to do it perfectly. And the focus is not only the fact that he did it perfectly, but he experienced the emotions that we experienced. He was sad. He had to experience compassion and the death of friends, and people betraying him, him doing great works for them and them just running away as if he did nothing for them. Like, he experienced the hardship of the transition of being on this earth. Like, it was literally transition. He was in heaven, came to earth, lived as a human, which is not a good time, as we know, and then went back to be with his father. So if we look at it that way, him being here was kind of like a transition time where he was probably uncomfortable not being literally in pristine comfort up in heaven. And he had to experience the in-between like we do. So just remembering that he does relate to you. It may not be in the exact way that you're experiencing it, but he knows, and he is gracious, and he's patient, and he's kind in the middle of it. And I think that can allow us to continue to build our faith and trust that he is a good father, and he's the best person to put our faith in. And also not being down on yourself for not being as faithful or as content as you want to be. I think there's accountability in that, but we can be compassionate in the midst of that, knowing that Jesus is so patient and loving. But it's hard work, and seeking first the kingdom, being faithful, but also grateful is hard, especially when you've been waiting for a while and you've been, you know, trying your best to focus on the Lord, but also being reminded of the promise. And that's also why I talked about how the promise can be a distraction in a past episode, because when you focus too much on the thing, then you're missing the creator, the one that is wanting to give it to you. So my hope is that that is kind of encouraging, and just knowing that, like, he sees you and you're not alone in this, and it is a struggle. You are right to feel stressed, but I truly think that gratitude is the thing that allows you to be joyful in suffering, because there's literally no other way. I don't see, there's a small percentage of people in the world that actually fully enjoy pain. And those people are different. And that's not everybody. Most people don't enjoy being in pain. So it's reasonable that in our suffering, we are in pain, but joy is found in saying, like, wow, like, the God that I serve is still, you know, doing beautiful things through me, for me, and for people around me. And I think it really speaks to growth when you can look at other people and see him prospering them, and you can rejoice with them. And I think that's what true hope looks like, because you're not too focused on your lack. You're looking at how, like, you know, God can do the thing that you want for him. And that reminds me of how David was in the Bible. And I did an episode on lamenting as well, but Psalm 22, he starts the chapter out by saying, like, why have you forsaken me? Like, why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? Like, my man is really in the depths of despair. But he ends the chapter, around the end, he says, the afflicted shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. Like, that's the true epitome of being a human on this earth. It feels like an emotional roller coaster. But the Lord was not angry with him for talking to him that way. And even later in the Bible, I believe it's in 2 Samuel. Yes, it's 2 Samuel 2. And it's in this chapter, God is basically telling David, like, to build him a temple. And he's saying, like, I was there for you, and I got you out of your enemies. And you can see in Psalms where David's literally saying, like, please deliver me from my enemies. And God is saying, like, I answered your prayer. I was there when you needed me. And then in 2 Samuel 7, 18 and 19, David's response is a prayer of gratitude. And he says, who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that you have brought me this far? And yet this was a small thing in your eyes, O Lord. So I think if we can remember the things that we're asking God for, the things that we're waiting for are small things for him. It may feel big because of the lack that you see around you. And I'm speaking directly to the people who are dating right now. Like, I get it. It looks like there are no good candidates, no good women, no good men. And I hear you. But like David says, this is a small thing for you. David is saying it was a small thing for God to deliver him from a king who was chasing him with thousands of men through the wilderness, through cities. And David says this was a small thing for you. So I think if we can realize, like, he's such a big, capable and loving God, the thing that you're asking him for is a small thing, and allowing yourself to rest in that and take heart and be at peace in knowing that he's a huge God who can do the small things in our lives. He's doing even bigger things. And the things that we're asking for, the things that we're waiting for, are small things to him. So I think as we can just rest in that, it allows us to just relax a bit and look around more. Instead of just focusing on the lack, we can see that he is a good father, that seeking him is fulfilling, it is satisfying to our souls. But also there's so much grace for you to be in this struggle of being a human, where we have to be content and grateful, but also hopeful for the things that he says that he will do. So I hope this episode was helpful to you guys, and just remembering that you are not alone. Those that are dating, those that are engaged, those that are waiting for the promise of the job or reconciliation, even in relationships, it is a small thing for the God that you serve. So be grateful today. Look for the things that God has already done for you. And it is right and loving to be hopeful for the things that are to come as well. We can do both. And I truly think that as we can seek God, seeking him can look like gratitude. Seeking him is looking like being in your word and talking to him every day. Those things will happen as they're supposed to. And life will happen as it's supposed to. There will always be joy to be found, even if it's not in the thing that you think you're being promised. There's always joy to be found on this side of heaven. So hope this was helpful to you guys. Remember, you guys can follow The Parallel at The Parallel Pod on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Remember to kiss the sun, speak the truth in love, and I'll be seeing you guys soon. Bye.